The piece tells the story of Kepler's life, which is just amazing narrative, with lots of really interesting relationships and discoveries and tragedies and challenges. It starts with his discovery of the six-sided snowflake, which most people don't know Kepler discovered. And it's a beautiful, beautiful and moving story about that discovery. And the visuals are also quite spectacular. It's many people's favorite part because you're in the dome and it starts out as a starscape, as one would expect in a planetarium dome. And then the stars all turn into snow that's falling all around you to this exquisite soundtrack by Zoe Keating, the cellist, who's world-renowned for her really extraordinary compositions of looping cello. And then that experience happens in 1611 in Prague, and Kepler, it opens the show, and then Kepler goes back in time and tells the story of his life, including his discoveries of the laws of planetary motion. And the really amazing thing about Kepler, one of the many amazing things, is regardless of what challenges confronted him and tragedies befell him, he was so resilient that he kept bouncing back. And what kept him motivated, we might say, or probably kept him alive, was his capacity to see the beauty of the universe. And his third law of planetary motion has to do with, it's called the law of harmonies. And it's all about the harmony of the universe. And there's a line towards the end that goes, humans so stupid, so blind, if only they could see how everything is singing, there would be no bloodshed on this earth. You know, we don't hammer it over people's head, but that is an underlying theme of the piece, is that we're on the brink of a paradigm shift of equal magnitude to the one that happened in the 17th century. And it has to do with seeing that we're not separate entities. We're interconnected. And this notion of separation has defined contemporary economic theory, contemporary political theory, the way we look at social justice issues, certainly the way we look at environmental issues and climate change. And that until we start to understand that we are not separate, we're all interconnected, and we're interconnected to the environment, we're interconnected to each other. The way we conduct our economy influences the way plants grow and the way food happens. It's all a living system of interrelated parts. And until we download that notion into our minds and our hearts, we are on a really dangerous trajectory, which is leading us to possible extinction of the species itself. The way I started working on this piece is I was teaching in the theater department at UC Santa Cruz. In part, I love teaching. It's my alma mater. But also my colleague, the chaos mathematician Ralph Abraham, teaches there. And so every week I would meet with him for lunch for 2 hours, and I asked him what he was thinking about. And he said, I'm thinking about the scientific revolution because that was the last paradigm shift that was of equal magnitude to the one he believes we're going through right now. And he wanted to understand it so that he could understand the current one. And I said, really, what happened? And he said, well, we really went from being aware of the interconnected nature of the universe to this atomization. And I think we're getting it back. And I said, really, how did that happen? I knew nothing about this, embarrassingly, because I never studied it in school. I somehow missed the scientific revolution. So every week he would tell me the story about Kepler and Galileo and Tycho de Brahe and Kepler's mother, and it was the most amazing story. And then I said, would you be interested in writing a play with me about this? Because the story is extraordinary. It's about history. It's about paradigm shift. It's completely relevant to contemporary culture. It has a witchcraft trial. You know, it's really interesting. So we embarked on it knowing that this was the major epiphany in the piece about the harmony of the universe. It would be the driving epiphany.
You began writing this piece, and it became a multimedia event, working in collaboration with the California Academy of Sciences so that it could be placed in a planetarium as a venue. What was that step like?
A friend of mine who is one of the most important living playwrights alive, I think, John O'Keefe, who really hasn't gotten his due. I was taking a walk with him one day in the city where my office was, and I said, was telling him about the piece, and he's brilliant, so he totally understood what we were up to. And he said, whatever you do, don't do it in a theater. Theaters ruin plays. And I went, okay, where do I do it? And I was thinking, and I thought, oh, a planetarium, not realizing that, you know, hundreds of people pound on the doors of planetariums saying, can we do our stuff there? And they're pretty reluctant. So I went to Ryan Wyatt, who's the director of California Academy of Sciences, and I said, you know, we're doing this play about Kepler. We'd love to do it in the planetarium. And he luckily happened to be a big fan of Kepler. So he said, yeah, let's try it out. And I would sit in the back row every night, and people whipped out their handkerchiefs. They were moved to tears. And I felt really successful. I felt like the bite I bit off was incredibly ambitious. I really didn't know if I could do it. I didn't think I had the skill. Because I thought, how do you write a story that's moving, that's emotional, that has theatrical suspense about the universe? It was not something I thought I could do. But I thought I had to. There was no other artistic effort I was interested in at that point. And so I feel proud of myself that so far, you know, it's been successful because I didn't know. I really didn't know if I could do it. I just want to once again, you know, express my gratitude to the FISC for stepping in and being the first planetarium outside of San Francisco to present this work. And I think you should be proud of your local community for doing this. The FISC is certainly taking an artistic and professional risk in a way to do this. And the FISC is invested in live theater and domes. And I believe it's the wave of the future, and it's so great to have them be so pioneering with us.
We're speaking with Nina Wise, the artistic director of Motion, as well as the playwright and performer of The Kepler Story. And we're talking about The Kepler Story. It's going to be at the FISC Planetarium at the CU Boulder campus, April 1st through the 3rd, as well as the 8th through the 10th. For more information about The Kepler Story, Nina, where can people go?
They can certainly locally go to the FISC website, or they can go to our website, which is thekeplerstory.org.